This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Dr. Jana Andrews, radiation oncologist with expertise in breast and prostate cancer, currently an assistant clinical professor at SUNY Stony Brook and attending physician at Winthrop University Hospital. Dr. Andrews, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. So what drew you to this job as a radiation oncologist? And this could be a hard field professionally and personally, wouldn't it?
You know, it's an interesting question, because when I was in med school, you know, I had a hard time figuring out what I actually wanted to do. And one of the things that attracted me about radiation was the emphasis on research, both bench research when you're in a lab as well as clinical research. In college, I was actually a molecular biology major, so the idea of being able to continue on with lab research or bench research was actually very attractive to me. What really drew me to the field once I actually started to deal with the patients was just the actual intimacy that you have with your patients and how invested you are in their care. So it definitely can be a challenging field professionally. I mean, there's a lot at stake day to day. You have people's lives in your hands. Ultimately, you're dealing with somebody's mother, their daughter, their father, their son, and you know, you're as invested in their success and them doing well as their family members.
What new technologies are there that you're interested in and advise to your patients?
Radiation oncology is actually a very technologically driven field. So most of us go into this field because we love the new technology. At Winthrop, we actually have a CyberKnife, and we have one of the busiest CyberKnife centers in the country. CyberKnife is a new novel technology, and that is it allows us to give much more focused radiation therapy. It's similar to traditional radiation, except that it's actually on a robotic arm. And so basically what it allows us to deliver is something we call stereotactic radiosurgery. We're not cutting the patient at all, but the precision is like a knife. And so it allows us to treat a lot of other areas that in the past we may not have been able to treat or retreat. Another thing that makes CyberKnife attractive is that it's typically given in 1 to 5 fractions, as opposed to 6 or 7 weeks of external beam radiation therapy. And that, you know, it's just very accurate treatment. So in terms of our side effect profile, patients are very happy with their results, but they're also happy with the minimal side effects that they have to contend with.
There is currently a great deal of conversation about healthcare reform. What can the regular individual do to help themselves, and what do we need to know?
Yeah, I think the Affordable Care Act is a major milestone in our healthcare system. I think that it's, you know, great that healthcare reform was finally pushed to the forefront and that we made some progress. I think a few of the caveats that the everyday person should keep in mind is that with healthcare reform or the Affordable Care Act, one of the major conditions is that it will allow people with pre-existing conditions who have been uninsured for at least 6 months to have access to health care under the state pre-existing condition insurance plan. I think in terms of coverage to dependents, that will be extended to the age of 26. Under the different Affordable Care Act policies, there will be more access to preventative measures such as mammography, colonoscopy, immunizations, screening for diabetes, and these will potentially be covered at no cost. I also think that under the Affordable Care Act, if you do get sick, insurance companies can't actually drop coverage if you get sick. Anybody can keep their old insurance plan. That's, you know, nobody is being forced to change to the different insurance plans being offered. Your insurance plan can be grandfathered in, but the old plans are not obligated to enforce the same rights and protection that are implemented under the Affordable Care Act. So under the Affordable Care Act, there's a consumer assistance program that if, you know, your insurance company denies you coverage on something, the consumer assistance program will help with appeals and complaints and what have you. So there are a few things available in the Affordable Care Act that, you know, really make it attractive and make it much more consumer-driven. I also think that women will really benefit from the Affordable Care Act, and that you know, a lot of women are either under their husband's insurance plan, and so they're a very vulnerable population. If their husband were to pass away or to lose their job, that leaves a lot of women uncovered. And so the Affordable Care Act also takes, you know, different populations into consideration in terms of, you know, the maternity care, screening, what have you. So I think it's a very positive step in the right direction.
Today we are with Dr. Jana Andrews, radiation oncologist with expertise in breast and prostate cancer, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How is your wealth of knowledge applicable to everyday people in a preventative manner?
I think fitness is a major component of preventative medicine. I think that you know, we all need to be more physically active. It's not enough to say that we want to be more physically active. We all need to be more physically active. There have been links with esophageal cancer, breast cancer, endometrial cancer, colon cancer. I could go on the number of types of cancers that have been linked to physical activity, where there's been evidence that has shown that physical activity will actually reduce the risk of cancer. So I actually encourage all of my patients to be physically active, whether it's just walking or finding a physical hobby. I recognize that not everybody wants to go to the gym, but, you know, exercise can come in all sorts of forms and fashions. And it doesn't just decrease their risk of cancer. It also decreases their risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, and just overall improves their mental well-being. I think another aspect that I try to relate to my patients is that, you know, how you look can have a huge impact on how you feel. So in terms of beauty, you know, you always want to take measures to prevent any sort of unwanted sun damage that can eventually lead to skin cancer, which most people don't necessarily think about on a day-to-day basis. But if it just takes 5 extra minutes to put some sunblock on, you know, go ahead and do it, because you know, potentially that could be saving you, you know, any sort of unwanted skin damage. And then, of course, always get plenty of sleep, rest, stay hydrated. One of the major preventative areas, I think, is diet. There's no doubt that obesity has been linked to cancer, and I think diet is a major component. You know, a lot of nutritionists discuss the benefits of foods that are high in antioxidants, such as blueberries. You can eat blueberries, broccoli. There's been recent research on broccoli in the U.S. that has shown that it specifically helps skin cells halt UV radiation damage. Pomegranate juice is thought to be a good, potent anti-cancer weapon. Researchers have shown that it can even inhibit the growth of lung cancer. Sushi, you know, that's a great food that everybody, you know, a lot of people enjoy, and fish is good for your health just in general, but seaweed also has some great anti-cancer benefits. So I think between beauty, fitness, diet, you know, basically improving your lifestyle in general, just to be more healthy or health conscious, all of these things will go into play in terms of prevention for all sorts of diseases.
Very informative. Now, give us 5 simple tips for prevention that people need to know about.
If I had to just say kind of 5 things that I would want all people to do, I would want everybody to focus more on plant-based foods, which have less fat, more fiber, more cancer-fighting nutrients. You know, boost your intake of antioxidants. As I said before, their antioxidants help fight against cancer. They protect the cells in your body and help them function optimally. So fruits and vegetables are always a good source of antioxidants. I would like patients to, or everybody, to be more physically active. You know, the recommendation is that you have a moderate amount of exercise, at least 30 minutes a day for at least 3 times a day, with an additional 20 minutes of exercise at least twice a week for strength training. And then I think in terms of screening, you know, women need to be very diligent about getting their annual mammograms, which should start at the age of 30. Prior to the age of 30, women should be having clinical breast exams every 1 to 3 years. Men, you know, the American Cancer Society doesn't support routine screening with blood tests, PSAs anymore, but they do recommend that you offer men above the age of 50 a digital rectal exam as well as a PSA test, but that it's a discussion as opposed to, you know, just something that you automatically do for the patient. Obviously colonoscopies also, those should start by the age of 50.
Dr. Jana, where can our listeners find more information or be in contact with you online?
Anybody that would like to get into contact with me online should just check out Facebook. My Facebook page is Jana Andrews, MD, or you can follow me on Twitter at Jana Andrews, MD, and I'm always happy to answer any questions.
Very good. And Dr. Andrews, in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with the listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
I think, you know, my common theme, I think, is exercise and diet. And if everybody, you know, lives a life of moderation and takes into consideration that we need to be physically active in order to stay healthy, I think that we would be ahead of the game.
Sound advice, very informative and helpful. We've been talking with Dr. Jana Andrews, radiation oncologist with expertise in breast and prostate cancer. She's currently an assistant clinical professor at SUNY Stony Brook and attending physician at Winthrop University Hospital. And the website of reference, you can connect with her on Facebook and Twitter at Jana Andrews, MD. Dr. Andrews, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. We do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.